to share. Okay, so we're gonna parts of Yishach. I said over, I don't remember if it was last year before a vart from the Beis HaLevi, and I want to revisit it. I saw something in the Dubna Magid, which a mushal to the same point, and I will add a little bit of clarification. Okay, so we know that the story of Shechem. This week's parsha says, "Vatesi Dina Basleya." Okay, so Dina Basleya goes out. Asher Yolda LiYaakov Liros B'Vnei Saaretz. So there was a criticism on Dina that she went out Liros B'Vnei Saaretz. Jewish girl has no business seeing what the B'Vnei Saaretz are doing. Vayarei says Shechem Ben Chamor. So Shechem Ben Chamor sees her, and he forces her, he rapes her. Now, Rashi has an explanation what it means, Vayishka Vayaneha. The other Rishonim also explain what this means. Okay, the Ramban explains that she was extremely beautiful. The Torah, very interesting Ramban. Why doesn't the Torah say how beautiful she was? We know that, that we see that Shechem is smitten by her, right? He loved her so much. So why doesn't the Torah say, like we know by the Imais, it says she was Yefas Torah, Yefas Mara. Over here, the Torah is silent. The Ramban says a principle here. The Torah doesn't emphasize something if it caused somebody a michshol. So since this got Dina into a terrible mess, her beauty, that's not something we're going to highlight. Okay, so it says, Vativdak nafshe bidina bas Yaakov, Vayevesana, Vidabalev Nar, where he tries to speak to her, Vayoy Mishchen al Chamar, Shashchem tells Chamar, Kachli, as a Yalda Azois Lisha, Vayoy Vayakov Shama, Kitim as Dina Bitoy, Yaakov hears what happens, Ubanav Haibim Mikna, meanwhile the sons were in the Mikna, in the pasture, Besod of Hechushakashad Bayom, and Yaakov was silent. This takes a tremendous inner strength to not to act on such a, you know, most people would hear such a thing that burned down the city, such a, he's silent, he asks, this is the meat of the Avis, they ask Ruyig, Vayetze Chamar Avi Shechem Ayak L'Darbi Imoy, Itay. Okay, so they go, and they try to make these negotiations. Okay, so they basically destroy the whole city, right? Everyone knows the story. There was they advised them to do bris mila. You know, some rishonim say it was also mita keneged mita. It wasn't just an idea to get them weak and shvach. The idea is also to give them mita keneged mita. Okay, and they massacred the whole city. The Rishonim go into what's the rationale to massacre a city. Now, if a careful reading of the Torah, Yaakov never criticizes them for massacring a city. He criticizes them, Achartem Oisi Lahavisheni B'Yashri Aretz. You're making us look bad, and then some other nation's going to kill us. He never criticized directly. If you remember in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov gives Birchus Yaakov, he says, Shimon Velevi Achim Klei Chamas Mecheresayim B'Sayim Al Tavinavshi. Right? So Rashi over there points out that he cursed them. He never cursed their actions. He cursed their anger. He didn't like that they acted impulsively. Okay. Anyways, one of the things it says over here is, "Ubnei Yaakov b'amin asadik shom v'isatzu." When Yaakov's children came from the field, Kishamim, when they heard the news, Vayis'atzu anashim, it caused them etzev, it caused them, they were very sad what happened. Vayichalehem mi'oid, and they were very upset. Ki nevola osa b'Yisrael, something disgusting happened in Klai Yisrael, Lishkav bas Yaakov, v'chein le'yayosa, and this should not be done. Okay, so the Rashi wants to know what's this double lashon over here. So Rashi says, again, it says they were so upset that something disgusting happened to the family of Yaakov. Ki nevola osa b'Yisrael lishkav bas Yaakov. Then they add v'chein le'yayosa, and such a thing should not be done. What's the Torah adding v'chein le'yayosa? Rashi says v'chein le'yayosa sha'umis gadu atzum in arayis. The umis will guide themselves in arayis, even the goyim. So according to Rashi, we read the part like this. The kinevala osa b'Yisrael lishkav bas Yaakov. V'chein le'yase, even by the goyim, they don't do such a thing. Because even the goyim at this time were goder themselves from arayis. The Ramban doesn't like this pshat. Ramban has problems. We know that the Kananim were very corrupt even at this time. They weren't goder themselves from arayis. So on and so forth. Okay, but I want to say another pshat. Before I get to this pshat, I want to say over a story. It's a very well-known story. The story is with the Beis HaLevi. And I saw two different versions of what the Beis HaLevi's response was. Okay, so Bekitzur, what's the story? The Beis HaLevi was a Rav in Slutsk. He was first Roshiv in Valozhin, then he was the Roshiva of then he was the Rav of Slutsk, and then eventually Brisk, the Brisk Rav, right? Reb Chaim Salvechik's father, the Beis HaLevi. Okay, the Beis HaLevi was Oyim V'Naira, what kind of Goyin he was, what kind of Talmid Chacham he was. Okay, the story goes like this. He was in Baranovich. Now, in Lithuania and White Russia, there were also Hasidim. If you know, the Slonim of Hasidim these days is a Litvisher Hasidus. They were in Lithuania. There were a bunch of different groups of Hasidim that were within Lithuania. The Baal Shem Tov had four, the Baal Shem Tov's Tamidim, they divided up Europe into four parts, and there were Litvisher Hasidim as well. Anyways, in the olden days, there was no pictures. We didn't know what Gedolim looked like. Even to these days, I think we know what the Beis HaLevi looked like, but people didn't know what other Gedolim looked like. Anyways, the Beis HaLevi was in Baranovich. That's the city that this took place when he was a Rav in Slutsk. So I figured out how old the Beis HaLevi was. He was the Rav in Slutsk he was around 50 years old. I think when he was 45 to 55, he was Rav in Slutsk. Okay, and this story took place when he was around 50 years old. Okay, so he was in Baranovich one night, and it was snowing. So maybe, I would speculate to say, it happened on Parshas Vayishlach. It happened in December, this story. Because it says that it was a terrible snowstorm, and the Beis HaLevi was traveling in Baranovich, and the Beis HaLevi held that it's Pekuach Nefesh, and they have to stop, and they have to get inside. So they find an inn, I think it was called the Kretschma. They found like an inn. Okay, they bang on the door, no one opens up. They bang, no one's opening up. The Beis HaLevi said, like, according to Halacha, you have to bang the door down, Sakana. So they finally banged the door down, and finally someone came to the door, opened it a crack. Yes, what do you want? They said, we're freezing out here. And the guy was pretty rude to them. First he said, no vacancy, sorry. The Beis HaLevi says, we're coming in anyway, so you might as well let us in. So he took the Beis HaLevi in, but he didn't know who he was. He thought he was just Stama Schnarr driving through Europe in the middle of the night. He took a bale of hay and threw it down near the furnace. One version of the story was the Beis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi was a masmid otsum. He was a gadol hadar. So the Beis HaLevi took a candle, was learning at night, and the guy who owned the hotel started complaining and keep people up. He really mistreated him. Okay, this went on for a few hours into the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, again the door banged. This time it was Rabbi Aaron Kaidever. Okay, there was a rabbi in Europe, again, Hasidish Rebbe. Now again, Rabbi Aaron Kaidever was 19 years younger than the Beis HaLevi. I checked this up. That means this rabbi was in his 30s. Okay, so the rabbi comes, and when the rabbi comes, it's very good for business. Right, you know that? Because the rabbi brings Hasidim, and Hasidim make l'chaims. So the tavern could not only is he gonna sell it a few rooms, but he's also gonna sell some whiskey to the rabbi makes a tish. Anyways, they come in, they make la'yehuda ma'isaira. Now the Rabban Kaidever knew the Beis HaLevi. Anyways, in the middle of the tish, he looks up and he sees a man sitting on the floor by the furnace. And he said, "Oi, Slutskarov, Slutskarov!" He started screaming, "What's the Slutskarov doing here?" And like people made a commotion. Well, what are you talking about? And they said that yid on the floor, on the straw, he's the Gadol Hador, he's a Slutskarov. And the owner of the hotel went berserk. He couldn't believe what he just did. He basically took the Gadol Hador and treated him worse than you treat your worst enemy. So the guy started asking Mechila from the Beis HaLevi. Meanwhile, the Kaidevan Rebbe Rav called the Beis HaLevi up to the tish. He gave him a seat. He invited him over. So the owner of the tavern started begging Mechila. Okay, so now there's two versions of what the Beis HaLevi said. The Beis HaLevi eventually was Meichelim, obviously. And in one of the versions, it says that the Beis HaLevi eventually invited this guy to come to Slutsk. He showed the person how you're supposed to be machnas arich, and it says in one of the versions of the story, the guy was so impressed how the Beis HaLevi did machnas arichim to him, he became a changed person and used to treat people from then on very nicely. Okay, that's the happy ending to the story. What did the Beis HaLevi tell the guy was asking mechila, and the Beis HaLevi at first refused to be meichelim for treating a yid such a way. But, so the Beis HaLevi says, the Beis HaLevi then was, calmed, and he told the hotel owner, two things, okay? Again, there are two different versions. I'm assuming, there's no reason not to assume, they both come from very good sources. One is on this week's parasha, it's and the Sefer Har Tzvi, that's a Tzvi Pesach Frank, quoted from Rabbi Zalman. Okay, Rabbi Zalman probably learned in Valozhin. So he probably didn't, I don't know if he knew the Beis Levi, he's probably too young, but I'm saying he heard it from people that knew the Beis Levi. So, and the first one, the first version is Kaseis Hashem is Bigvrosai. It's the notes of the Talmidim of Brisk. Okay, so both versions are valid versions. So I'm assuming the Beis Levi told them both. But, so the first version goes like this. He told the owner of the hotel, I have a question on you. We know, who's the biggest Machnas Ayrich in the Torah? Avraham Avinu, right? Avraham Avinu, right? You know, we say, Goymel Chasadim Taivim, you know, we speak about Avraham, we speak about our Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Goymel Chasadim Taivim. In Shemon Esri, the first bracha, which is connected Avraham Avinu, we speak about the tremendous chesed that our Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us, and Avraham modeled his life after that, Gemilas Chasadim. So Avraham Avinu. But if you look in parts of Vayera, it looks like Light was a bigger Machnas Ayrich. Who's a bigger Machnas Ayrich? Avraham Avinu or Light? So it looks like, you know, maybe Light was bigger. Okay, very nice. Avram was Shlishi Limi Lasli, that's well known. And he ran in, he was standing Pesach Oil, he was sick, he was old, and it didn't matter to him, he still was Machnas Ayrich. That's true. Tremendous Machnas Ayrich. But if you think about it, Light literally put his life, he was almost lynched. He literally was almost lynched just to do Machnas Ayrich. So why doesn't the Torah make a big deal about Light's Machnas Ayrich? So the Beis HaLevi said there's a big difference. By Avraham Avinu, they came b'demus Aravayim, Rashi says. They look like Arabs. They were complete strangers. By Light, they came as Malachim. By Yavayu HaMalachim, they came as Malachim. It's no big kunst to be a tremendous Machnas Ayrich when you look like a big Rashiva. The kunst is to be a Machnas Ayrich to somebody who looks like a nobody. So he told the owner, very nice, now that you know me as the Slutskarov, it's very easy to do Achnas Archim. That's not the kunz of Achnas Archim. Achnas Archim is to do it when you think it's a nobody. That's the kunz. That's the first thing he told. Right? So the Stam is a beautiful vart. Okay, but the second vart, now this is interesting. The way I just told it to you was the way it says it in the Sefer, Rishima is Tamidim Beis Brisk, Kitseis Hashem is Grosai. There's another version, as I told you, in the Sefer Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, quotes from Bissa Zalman, that he told them from this week's Parsha. That's why I'm assuming it happened Parsha Vayishlach. Parsha Vayera, it's still warm outside. It was a big snowstorm. It's probably middle of December. It would make sense it was this time of year. And he told them something on this week's Parsha. Okay, so he's coming to answer the Kasha, the Rishonim's Kasha. It's really the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash wants to know, why does it say that they were very upset? And he said, "Nevala osi b'Yisrael lishke v'spas Yaakov v'chein le'yayasa." Okay, so before I get to how the Beis HaLevi says it, because the Beis HaLevi is going to bring it with a lamdash of art. First, I want to tell you how the Dubna Magid. Dubna Magid says the same exact vart, but he gives a mashal, so he brings it to life. The Dubna Magid says a mashal like this. You're staying in a hotel. Okay, middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up, you're very thirsty. And you're looking around, you can't find a drink. Okay, so what do? You know there's a bar. You know that every nice hotel has a bar. The bar is going to have some drinks there, right? So what do? The bar's locked. So you know how to pick locks. You take your credit card, you pick the lock, and you break into the bar, and you see some drinks there. So you climb up to the shelf to take it down, you slip, and you break $1,000 worth of liquor, alcohol, glasses. Okay, So the owner of the hotel finds out about it. Security comes. The owner sends you the bill for $1,000. So you say, "What do you mean? It was pitch black. What am I supposed to do?" So the owner of the hotel tells you, "If you would have gotten water, you're right. You're in a hotel. You're allowed to go drink water. It's part of the hotel. There's water coolers. So if on the way to the water cooler, you fiddling around with the water cooler, you broke the water cooler, I can't charge you." Who said you should break into the bar? That you weren't allowed to do. That's the mashal he says. What's the nimshal? He says like this. If it's mutter to rape women, you're allowed to be honest women. Then you have a taina. I didn't know it was Yaakov Avinu's daughter. Imagine, it's a terrible avler. It's Yaakov Avinu's daughter. but you didn't know it's Yaakov Avinu. You would have had an excuse. That's Kolzman. If it's mutter to be ma'anis girls, just grab girls off the street, if you're allowed to do that, then you have an excuse. Oh, I didn't know it's Yaakov Avinu's daughter. But you're not allowed to do it to anybody. Now that you're not allowed to do it to anybody, now you're going to get the bill for everything. That's the word. So that's how you read the pasuk. Ki nevol al sibi so lishka is bas Yaakov. You know who you did this to? He did this to Yaakov Avinu's daughter. You know what kind of avlet it is? Are you going to tie me? I didn't know it's Yaakov Avinu. V'chein le'yaseh. You're not allowed to do that to anybody. That's the thing. The Beis Levi says the same verb, but he brings it out with alumnus. If I give you a box of coins, I say, please watch it. Now I'm watching it, and I think it's silver. You didn't tell me it's gold, so I'm not so careful. I don't have to pay for gold. Because I say, if I would have known it's gold, I would have put it... If I would have known it's gold, I would have locked it up in my safe deposit back in the bank. So I only have to pay for silver. But let's say I took it and I damaged it, then I have to pay for gold. The Gemara says, what's the difference? The Gemara says, because you're not allowed to damage anything. That's how the Beis Levi brings it up. If you're allowed to damage, then you can tie it. I didn't know, so then you can pay for silver. But you're not allowed to damage anything. So if it was Mitzad the Shmira that you didn't watch it right, you would have had a good taina. If you would have told me it's gold, I would have been more careful. I thought silver. I said, okay, I'm not gonna make myself crazy. It's not so expensive. But now that you damage it, who says you're allowed to damage anything? Now touch my stuff. So therefore, you have to pay for gold as well. So that's what it says. Ki nevolos to be so lishkos bas Yaakov. V'chein le'yoseh to anybody. That's the base. So basically, he said like this. If the halacha is you're allowed to mistreat guests, you're allowed to mistreat guests. That's the halacha. When a guest comes 2 o'clock in the morning, you're allowed to mistreat the guest. Then you'd have a taina. I didn't know he's a slitzkerav. Right? You're not allowed to mistreat a goladar, but I didn't know he's a goladar. I only thought it's a guest. But now the halacha is you're not allowed to mistreat anybody. Now you can get a patch for mistreating the slitzkerav. That's what he says. So the end of the story again, it has a happy ending. The guy felt terrible. And the Beis Levi says, I'll tell you what, next time you come to Slutsk, I'll invite you and you'll be my guest. And the Beis Levi was, I am the Nair, how he treated this fellow. And the guy was so touched by how the Beis Levi treated him. It says that from then on in, this guy used to be very careful to be Machnas Arich in the right and proper way. Everyone have a great Shabbos.
Shkoyach,
Kol tov.
Shkoyach, thank you.
Sure.